Lord God, as we explore your word this morning, help us to have open hearts and minds to hear what you have to say to us. Amen. It's now just 33 flips to Christmas. And next week marks the beginning of Advent, where the church ticks over a new year. The shops are playing Christmas songs. People are queuing to the Meyer windows. The AIDS this morning sent out a Christmas Essentials magazine as part of the newspaper. I checked it. There's no mention of Jesus anywhere. But there is a Roman helmet and a Viking one. If you go down that path, I suggest you put them away for New Year's. I've already had two Christmas luncheons. And it seems at work that everyone's trying to get meetings and functions scheduled before December the 18th. But hopefully, people are asking themselves not just, what will Santa bring me, but other questions too. Why is Christmas? Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? What difference should Jesus make in my life? Today I want to take the opportunity to explore one of those questions. Why did Jesus come? Now many of you will be able to answer that. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came that we might have eternal life. Jesus came to give his life as a ransom for many. There are many biblical statements on why Jesus came. But we're going to look at one that has particular implications for our understanding of the kingdom. Our gospel reading that was read to us from John is most familiar to us from Easter as part of the Passion narrative. And Jesus is on trial for his life before Pilate. The Jewish Sanhedrin have no power to sentence a person to death, so they turn to Pilate, to Roman authority, in order to get the sentence that they seek. But Rome won't execute Jesus just because the Jewish leaders ask. Jesus would have to be a threat to Rome for Rome to execute him. And so Pilate asks, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus responds, "Did others tell you about me?" Pilate replies, "You've been handed over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answers, "My kingdom is not from this world." "So you are a king?" Pilate asks. And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." While spoken at the end of Jesus' life on earth, their words about his birth, about the incarnation, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world." Jesus tells us, and he's talking to us as well as Pilate, that his purpose in coming into the world is to testify to the truth. Now what he's referring to here is not a commitment to truthfulness or honesty. Truth is what we see when we see God. Jesus is God revealed. It's something for us to marvel at. Unlike the mute idols of the pagans whose godness is engendered in the mystery of their silence, our God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, consistently acts to reveal himself to us, to enable us to get to know him better. So therefore, when Jesus unveils himself such that we hear his voice and know his words, we see God. He is God come among us and dwelling with us. God is present, not absent. God is truth. it's actually quite challenging for us because we're educated to believe that there is no absolute truth and that all truth is relative. In relativism, all points of view are equally valid and all truth is relative to the individual. So to claim that there is an absolute truth, a truth that does not and cannot change despite external factors, is unpopular. But it's what I conclude when I read this voice, because Jesus says, I came to testify to the truth. There is truth that comes from God outside the world and gives the world its meaning. Truth that is sure and unchanging. Now I wrestle with this because holding too high a view of absolute truth has led to some of the worst atrocities committed in the name of religion. So we need to look at what Jesus means when he talks about his testifying to truth. And when we look through how Jesus responds and how Jesus acts, we see that truth is not harsh and judgmental, although it does include justice, because God loves both justice and mercy. When we see God, our reality shifts from being about me and myself to being about God and others. God values people and he values the world. In God's kingdom, no one is superfluous. Not a robber, nor a rabbi. Not a Gentile or a Jew, slave or free, man or woman, adult or child. The truth of God is reality lived out in the light of him who loved us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom serving our God and Father. And Jesus is the key witness to this truth. For this I came into the world, to testify to truth. When Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? What have you done? Jesus defines his kingdom firstly by what it is not. My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom where followers raise up in violent struggle against society, heedlessly and needlessly taking life. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It's not about power or territory or pedigree or wealth. It's about truth. As Christians, we're not called to protect a perceived social cohesion. We're called to persuasively witness to Christ. So how can you be sure that the testimony of Jesus is true? A good place to start is to explore the scriptures. Watch what Jesus does. Listen to what he says. Think about the attitudes and behaviours that he shows and ask yourself whether you see integrity and credibility there. It can be challenging to look at the church as your example because the church is made up of people like you and me who are wrestling with our faith. And sometimes both individuals in the church and the organisation itself have not represented the truth or demonstrated love or justice or mercy. But I would encourage you to not give up on your faith. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God who raised Jesus from the dead and gave him glory so that your faith and hope are set on God. As you explore the scriptures and get to know Jesus better, you start to see not only why Jesus came, but also who Jesus is and why it matters for our understanding of the kingdom of God. We see that in the textual links between the John and Revelation readings that we had this morning. In John's Gospel, we hear the voice of Jesus telling us why he came. My kingdom is not of this world. I did not come to be a warrior king Messiah riding in triumph on my war horse. I was born to testify to truth. In Revelation, we see who Jesus is. Despite, or perhaps because, his kingdom is not of this world, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. They have no power or authority outside of that which has been allowed them. They might well be frightening, but their power is both temporal and temporary. John speaks of Jesus' incarnation. For this I was born. Revelation speaks of his resurrection. Jesus Christ, firstborn of the dead. In John, Jesus' own claim, I came to testify to the truth. In Revelation, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. From the first to the last, Jesus reveals who he is and why he has come. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Knowing Jesus, belonging to the truth, should make a difference in our lives. When you follow Jesus, it is supposed to change you. You can't just say, I'll follow Jesus, and then turn and keep on behaving as you've always behaved, with no regard for Jesus or his word. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, abounding in thanksgiving. Belonging to the truth requires action. The first action is obvious from the reading. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. We are called to listen to the voice of Jesus, whether that's in prayer, in reading God's word, in hearing what others have learned about God, and in what God has to say to us. Listening is active. It has the force of listening in order to learn and change. We respond to the voice, whether it's calling us to repent, to love, to forgive. Think of those things that the voice of Jesus calls us to rest, to follow, to be well, to be forgiven, to forgive others, to believe, to look forward to his coming again. There are many things the voice of Jesus calls us to, and most of them anticipate a new way to live, a change of heart, of behaviour, a connectedness to something and someone bigger than ourselves. Belonging to the truth is shaped by love. God's love for us, our love for God and for others. Jesus reshaped what it means to belong to the people of God. He was the friend of sinners, of whores and tax collectors, of outcasts. As Rowan Williams puts it, the love of God is a love that goes where God is not supposed to be. Finally, belonging to the truth is not something we can keep to ourselves. We are called to share the truth of Christ, of who he is, what he has done, and of our response to him. Our lives, lifting joy and sorrow, triumph and struggle, weakness and strength, bear witness to the love of Christ and the hope that we have in him. And so we listen to his voice, respond in love, and share the truth. Pilate, on the other hand, does not listen. His response is to reject the truth before him. "What is truth?" he asks. And without waiting for an answer, he leaves the presence of Jesus and gets on with his day. In doing so, he rejects not just the truth before him, but the King who is not of this world. Often today, it feels like it's Pilate's voice that is loudest. "What is truth?" is the catch cry of relativism and pluralism. There is no absolute truth, we're told. Everyone's truth is valid. And yet we all seek truth. Not just that which is real and factual, but that which is authentic and gives hope. Rarely do we find in ourselves the realization of truth. We need to look beyond ourselves and outside ourselves. In Jesus, we find both love and truth bringing hope to those who have none. And we are called to listen, share, and respond. "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Amen.